Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Miracles Now. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Open with me this evening, please, to Mark the 16th chapter. Mark chapter 16. We've been on a series for a few weeks now on the Friday nights. We're calling it Miracles Now. Miracles Now. You believe in miracles?
Yes.
You believe they're for now?
Yes.
Well, I'm at the right place then. Be kind of hard if you're going to preach some messages like this and folks didn't believe in miracles and they didn't believe they were for now. But even if you believe in it, you can believe in it stronger. Mark 16 and 17. Mark 16, 17, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Are you a believer? Then signs are supposed to be following you. He starts out by talking about casting out devils and speaking with new tongues. He winds up talking about laying hands on the sick and them being healed. You believe all that's for today?
Yes.
That's miraculous, isn't it?
Yes.
That deals with spiritual realities. And a lot of folk, they're anti anything that would have to do with people being healed or talking in tongues or casting out demons, that kind of thing. They think, oh, that's what is that? Doesn't make sense to them, so they write it off as fanaticism, as error. And what it is a rejection of the supernatural, a rejection of the miraculous. But you can't even be a Christian if you don't believe in miracles. Being a Christian is based on believing in some miracles. The virgin birth is a miracle. How can you be a Christian and you don't believe in the Christ? Well, does it really matter whether he had an earthly father or not? It totally matters. If Jesus had an earthly father, was born just like me or you, this church is a waste of time. Are you listening? He was miraculously conceived. The Word of God came to Mary by an angel from heaven. An angel? Yeah. A heavenly being, not of this earth. A spirit being. Came from glory, spoke to her. She said, when she heard that word, "Be it unto me according to what you said." And that word literally became flesh inside her. The Bible said the angel told her the power of the highest is going to come on. The Holy Spirit's going to come on you, and the power of the Most High God is going to overshadow you. Somebody say overshadow. And when the power of God came on her, there was nothing physical about her conception except when the Word became physical. And there was conception. And Jesus grew and was born and lived and became our sacrifice and died on the cross and was dead and laid in that cold tomb for those days and nights, but was raised from the dead.
Yes.
Miracle.
Yes.
Somebody say miracle.
Miracle.
Now you hear, supposed to be ministers with degrees, talk about the validity of a literal physical resurrection. And does it really matter? Isn't it important what Jesus taught and how He lived? I mean, whether he physically, that is perceived by some to be symbolic talk and perhaps even mythology that developed after Jesus' life. Does it really matter? If Jesus is not raised from the dead, then none of us are going to be raised from the dead. The Bible says so. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about this in detail, that if Jesus isn't raised from the dead, there is no resurrection from the dead, and you and I are not going to heaven. Are you listening? And this church and every church is a waste of time and money. Does it matter?
Yes.
Does it matter? That's why I say, you can't even be a Christian unless you believe in miracles. But if you believe that there was one who came, born of a virgin, glory to God, raised from the dead, having paid the price for all our sins, and now He's ascended up on high, and He's set down at the right hand of majesty on high, where He ever lives to make intercession for you and I. And that He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He's coming again soon. Hallelujah. And the dead in Christ are going to rise up. And we're going to be changed, and we're going to meet Him in the sky. And we're going to rule and reign with Him forever. Miracles, 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 miracles. But that's Christianity. And it's also reality. So are you a believer? A believer means you have chosen to believe what you don't understand. What you can't figure out, what you can't prove with a telescope or a microscope or any kind of a test. You've chosen to believe it.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
I have.
Yes.
And I'm looking at people that have too.
Thank you.
And we're happy about it.
Amen.
Y'all are all just deluded. Well, leave us alone. We're happy. We're happy. We're having a good life. If there was something better, I might check it out. There is nothing better than the Christian life, the true Christian life. There is nothing better. Glory to God. We've been in the book of Acts. Go ahead and turn there, please, to the book of Acts. And we've gone through chapter by chapter and looked at record of miracles that happened in the beginning days of the church, the same church we're a part of. Thank you, Lord. They experienced miracles. Have you read the book of Acts? Did they experience the miraculous? In the beginning of the book of Acts, you see Jesus having raised from the dead, and He ascended right before their eyes. He went right up off the ground and ascended up until they couldn't see Him anymore. Do you believe that really happened? We see that the Spirit of God manifested in the upper room. It sounded like a typhoon was blowing in there, and they saw fire. And it flickered, tongues of fire, and the fire came down there. While they're looking at it, it came all the way and got on them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, languages they had never learned. Miraculous. Do you believe it? We saw a man at the Gate Beautiful who was born with some kind of defect in his feet and his ankles and had never taken a step. He's a grown man and he's never taken a step. And we saw Peter and John look at him and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up. And he jumped. And his feet and ankle bones were made perfect and normal. And he ran. A man who's never taken a step. Leaped, jumped, and ran. He shook the whole city. Because everybody knew him. Everybody had seen him over there. Everybody knew he was like that. And they're amazed at what happened to him. Do you believe it happened just like that?
Yes.
We saw them. Instead of everybody being glad about it, the rulers took the leaders, the apostles, and put them in jail and beat them with rods and sticks because of this man that got healed at the gate called Beautiful. And so when they let him go, they all went back and they got in the house. They started praying. And they said, God, we want some more of this. We don't care what they say. Stretch forth your hand to heal and let some more signs and wonders be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. And while they're praying that, God shook the very building. He shook the building that they were in. You believe it really happened like that? This is miraculous. Is it miraculous? This is not natural, this is beyond the natural. We saw some signs of judgment. We saw Ananias and Sapphira fall dead. And there wasn't anything wrong with them. We saw Herod get struck. We saw Elymas get struck. Signs of judgment. We went into that. If you haven't been with us, you can catch up. You can get the previous teaching and messages in the Word Supply. You can get it down, download it from off the internet. It won't cost you anything. Now I want you to go to the 19th chapter of Acts. Then we'll go there and then we'll back up a little bit. But can you listen about some more miracles?
Yeah.
Hmm? You like talking about miracles?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
Is there more to this than just increasing our knowledge?
Oh, yeah.
There's a spiritual quantity in these words that'll come into us and open us up to miracles. And give us faith for miracles. Why would God be talking to us about miracles? Oh, I'm not talking to the right folks. I said, why would God be talking to us, Faith Life Church at Branson and you and everybody that's joined to us, about these amazing things that we've been hearing about and meditating upon for the past few weeks? Why? 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 Why would He talk to them about us? So we could look back and drool and go, wouldn't it have been great to live back in them times? That's why the message is miracles now. Now. Because He is God. He changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it was His will, it is His will. He's no respecter of persons. If He did it for them, He'll do it for you, for me. So if it was miracles then, it's got to be miracles now. If it was God, He doesn't change. And He's not going to change. Somebody said out loud, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Miracles Now, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Friday, May 3rd, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.